In New Orleans during Mardi Gras, they always use a flambeau, but this is a torch on a long stick, and it's made with rags and kerosene, and it burns while they run down, but it wasn't a bottle.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear anything called a flambeau around Beaumont?
No. And I'm too late in time. You'll have to get one of the older people to tell you that.
Say if you just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water, you'd say you were going to...
Launch it, probably.
What different kinds of boats did people used to have, say, to go fishing on?
Well, beside a rowboat or a canoe or a skiff, in this part of the country you might have had a pirogue,
mm-hmm.
which of course is strictly a Cajun term. It really isn't our term. I've always heard it, though, because I live in this part of the country. But most of the time I'd say rowboat or skiff or... Or outboard motorboat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you put a motorboat on, then you always call it the outboard motorboat or what have you. And then, of course, there are the larger boats.
Would
you want to go into larger boats?
How would a pirogue be different from a canoe?
Originally, I think a pirogue was supposed to be a hollowed-out log.
Mm-hmm.
But any fishing boat that I would call a skiff or a rowboat, they probably call a pirogue now.
Mm-hmm.
A pirogue actually is supposed to be a sort of a long and narrow, rounded bottom boat.
Long and narrow what?
Sort of rounded bottom boat, but
uh-huh.
they call, if the terminology has evolved along
uh-huh.
with what they are able to afford nowadays, I think they call any boat a pirogue or a bateau sometimes.
What's the difference between a skiff and a rowboat?
As far as I'm concerned, probably not any.
Mm-hmm. And say
I would use them interchangeably. There's probably
mm-hmm.
a difference, but I would use them interchangeably.
If a child's just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and tells him, here...
Get dressed.
Or here, what?
Dress yourself.
Your clothes, here.
Put on your clothes.
Would you say, here is your clothes, or here are your clothes?
Here are your clothes.
Huh?
I would say are.
Okay.
But then I've been through schools and was raised that way anyway.
And say if a child was going to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist would say, well, you don't need to be scared, I.
I won't hurt you.
Jimmy used the word ain't.
Oh, yes. All the time. Yeah. Knowing each time I used it, it was incorrect.
How? Give me some examples of how you'd use it.
Oh, in joking or playing, you know. That ain't so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's casual and joking and funny.
Uh-huh.
And I realize, of course, that at least 50% of my other local citizens would use it without realizing necessarily that it was incorrect.
Uh-huh.
It's quite widely used down here.
And...
So much so as I think that it is now being accepted in some of the slang dictionaries as being
mm-hmm.
perfectly proper.
Say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Was not I, but I'd probably say, no, it wasn't me.
And if
you
a
know,
woman,
knowing that it's wrong again, but not worrying about
it.
Yeah,
well, I'm just interested, you know, what you would... probably say, you know.
I'd probably say, no, it wasn't me.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
sample.
And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress was very...
If I saw a dress I like, I'd say, ooh, I like that dress.
Or
I could say it was attractive, or it was something I wanted. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you're looking for, really.
And something a woman could wear over her dress in the kitchen.
An apron or a smock. My mother-in-law always wore a smock. And it wasn't an apron, it really was a smock.
Like an artist's smock?
Mm-hmm. She made them herself by the dozens, and she always had one on all the time because it had long sleeves, and
mm-hmm.
as she got older, she was always cold.
To sign,
but I would use an apron.
Uh-huh. To sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Use a pen. But there is a difference in pronunciation, but no one down here would ever make it. It would be a pen and a pen, but down here you'd be just a pen.